Floodwater still covers some roads, and Superior can't get a look at its sewer and water system, so these are only preliminary figures. City infrastructure damage is at $2 million. It'll take $3.5 to $5 million to repair damage to 14 buildings at UW Superior. In Wisconsin Dells today, Governor Walker says he's following this emergency.
We know from their updated reports, we've had a couple each day, that Duluth obviously is much more severe. They'll probably be eligible for a presidential disaster in Duluth. There's specific criteria that you have to hit to get that, as well as the state, but we'll be looking very closely as to what we can do to assist.
Walker will visit Superior Tuesday. With close to 500 homes damaged in the region, Superior Mayor Bruce Hagen says that'll be part of the flood tour.
We're going to take him to several affected areas. We might have to talk to some homeowners. He was very interested and directed the conversation about what about the homeowners.
Democratic State Representative Nick Milroy of South Range says state agencies and the governor are in contact from Madison.
So I think they're on the ball. I think it would have been nice to have the governor up here to see the extent of the damage, because we really want the governor to declare this a state of emergency so that local municipalities can have the resources to make the repairs in a timely fashion.
Other storm damage reports are just coming in. Superior Salvation Army's food shelf was flooded. The food is rotten, and it will be closed for a week. Washouts along the Apostle Island sea caves and trails have forced that area to close. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.